Not sure what to do with your weekend? Slug Mag's digital daily calendar has you covered. Check out our Slug event picks on slugmag.com.
Shh, are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves. This is Jeremy Devine from the band The Nods. I play the drums. Also in the band is Rocky Maldonado, vocals and guitar, Joey Mays, guitar, and Travis Michael, bass. Our first recording as a band was Ariadne's Thread, and that was on tape. So we've been working through a label called Hail Atlantis, which is run by Rob and Stella. They've been putting out a few local releases, our two releases, the cassette and the 7-inch, as well as Rocky's other project, The 11th Door, just released a 10-inch. They focus on rock, pop, psych. They're just a great label, and they're great artists. We're working on new recordings, mostly new ones, but we'll be re-recording tracks from our last 7-inch, as well as a couple from the tape that we released before that. The new recordings sound really great thanks to Rocky's studio space. He has a lot of great ideas and equipment, which allows us to capture our live sound better. We're not picking things apart too much, we're just laying down our tracks one by one. Once we get that bass layer down, we'll just expand it from there. We don't have any title or release plans yet, but I would imagine late spring or early summer. Our next show is January 31st, and it's the beginning of our monthly residency at the Urban Lounge. The idea came from us just playing at the Urban Lounge more often than we played other places, and from the reactions that we would get playing there. It's just the best venue for the kind of music that we're playing, I believe. The idea of the residency is to pull underrepresented bands and bands that are just starting out from obscurity in the Utah area. Specifically, the show on the 31st features City of Dis, which is a local label and distro specializing in noise and hardcore music. It's a stacked bill with about 5 bands doing their thing, including Mutie, 22A, Sotanos, Hurricanian, and Deborah Downer, and the Nods will be closing up the night. Come to the shows expecting a wide range of music. Come in at any given one and it will be different from the last one that we did. We'll have things ranging from experimental electronic bands to noise bands, hardcore, straight up rock and roll. Underrepresented genres of music. You might say like rock and roll is everywhere, but I mean getting into the more specifics of the genre. The band started in 2013, which is a long time before I joined the band, so there's a lot of history that I missed. But I remember going to their first gigs and being pretty impressed right off the bat, and I've always been a fan of the band. The first time I saw the Nods was at Sugartown. I was excited to start documenting bands, so I was taking video of the whole thing. I have a video of it on my YouTube channel. It was a band that was just like starting out, but people were really excited about it because of the group that they had put together, and I think the performance was pretty captivating. Sugartown, it was a house that some friends had opened up to play shows for bands that are coming through town, who are too small to play at the big venues or don't want to. Thank you. We've started recording at Rocky's home studio, which allows us to accomplish things a lot more quickly in the moment. It's really convenient and fun. We don't have any constraints, which allows us to maintain a relaxed environment, which I think is ideal. And in comparison to the other recordings, which I wasn't a part of, but I've heard some stories about recording in Joey's basement with ungrounded equipment and puddles of water, and Rocky got shocked pretty bad once. I've had that happen with playing a bass before. That's the most frightening thing. It's like, when is this just gonna kill me? I guess there was kind of a inhumanity of that basement kind of made it more appealing in a sense. But I don't think you need to subject yourself to those kinds of things to make a good recording. It's been really the same since it started, as far as style goes. Some of us are pretty different in age range as well. Like, Joey's a decade or more older than I am, and Travis is about the same. Each of us are into different types of music and have had long backgrounds of playing music and watching shows and finding what we're interested in. Travis will cite bands that he likes as, like, Sleep, any kind of heavier psychedelic or heavier stoner metal. Rocky was saying he was into a lot of experimental bands, like Suicide and Faust, but on the same coin, loves Northern Soul and 60s music. All of us like a lot of 60s garage rock, things like The Seeds. Joey is into a lot of, like, mid-2000s rock and roll from the Midwest. He's actually from Memphis. I think the highlights are playing with some of the bands that we like the most. Bands like X-Cult or Timmy's Organism have come through, been able to jump on those shows and kind of show what we have, not only to the people who would come to those shows, but to the band that came through as well. And usually it's a pretty positive reaction. I think there's a pretty long list of things that have been broken. Most recently, a Vox bass that... It was the first time, almost the first time, that Travis even got to play the bass that he'd just gotten, and it still needs to be fixed. But we were playing at a house, and of course people will get too close or too excited and wreck your shit. So Rocky writes the lyrics. He said to me that they come off the top of his head. They come as they come. And the meaning comes from the listener, is what he said. I would say, in that sense, they're personal to him. I know one that I particularly like is taken from... He's kind of reworked an Ian Dury song, Sweet Gene Vincent. It's a really catchy chorus. I think that kind of delivery and idea is pretty, yeah, apparent across the board. This song is called Chromatic Recollection from The Nod's 7-inch, released on Hail Atlantis.
Life of your lives what you've been a part of. Takes from your conscious in a lump sum. You cannot live your love. You cannot break my tie. You always will wish it to be a love of mine. You cannot win. Oh, oh, oh. Try and not fail. Oh, oh, oh.
I would like to encourage any bands who are interested in playing the Urban Lounge residency shows just to approach us. We'll take anyone into consideration, and we're looking for new bands, old bands, obscure bands. Just hit us up through Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We have them all, so that'd be great. And our Bandcamp is thenods.bandcamp.com.
Promote Slug at community events all summer long as a member of our marketing team. Head to slugmag.com/opportunities to apply today.